Song says, "Teach me the patience of unanswered prayer." As I pondered that phrase, we believe that our prayers are always answered. I'm not sure what the songwriter had in mind there, but perhaps teach me the patience until my will is in line with God's will. Until I understand that the answer that I've been praying about is actually a yes, or a no, or just wait. I think that verse might have more to do with our will aligning with God's will in surrender and submission to His divine purpose. For a message tonight, I invite you to turn with me to Colossians chapter 2. The title is taken from verse 10. Verse 10 simply reads, "And ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power." The title of the message tonight is "Complete in Him." Complete in Him. I'd like to read a number of verses here in Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 7. "Rooted and built..." Well, let's start at verse 6. "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised Him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to His cross." We'll stop reading there. You are complete in Him. This word means well fed and fully supplied. It also carries the idea of to cram, as in a net. In other words, you are complete in Jesus Christ. We come tonight from various walks of life. Our backgrounds, our journeys of life vary greatly. But however, through Jesus Christ, we are made one. And we are, as we surrender to Him, buried with Him in baptism, where also you are risen with Him through faith in the operation of God who raised Him from the dead. As we surrender to the Lordship of Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter what background you have. Those things are insignificant. We are one in Him. And we are complete individually. It doesn't matter how much money you have. It doesn't matter. Those things do not matter. We give our heart to the Lord. He fills us. And He provides for us all we need to be faithful and to be victorious in the world in which we live. We are complete in Him. You see, finding completeness in Jesus Christ is essential to finding joy and peace and fulfillment in living life. So often we tend to gauge our joy, or we tend to find our joy and our fulfillment and our happiness through things that we see and through what we have or what we do not have. But true joy comes from being complete in Jesus and having His fullness in our life. We are complete in Him, which is the head of all principality and power, rooted and built up in Him. Oh, loved ones, tonight, my prayer is that we would be and find ourselves complete in Him. The work of salvation for man is complete through the finished work of Jesus, through His death and resurrection. That part is complete as well. John 17, verse 30, when Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, He said, "It is finished." And He bowed His head and gave up the ghost. It is finished. The plan of salvation was done. It was complete. It was finished. And through that, the victory over death that Jesus won is the resurrection power that is available for you and I. The children of Israel are a type of sinful man finding rest through the plan and provision of God. As the children of Israel walked through their journey from the Egypt to the land of Canaan, they are a type of sinful man finding rest in the provisions of God. Were the children of Israel complete in the provisions that God provided for them? Was it complete? Well, it sure was. As they gave their hearts to the Lord, as they followed Him in wholehearted commitment, God was faithful and God led them. He provided them with what they needed for victory in their journey. They were complete. That power was available. 1 Corinthians 10:5 tells us that with many of them God was not well pleased. They began to lust after evil things. Beginning the Christian life is very important, but it is the victorious end that ushers us into the beautiful land of Canaan, heaven beyond. It is the victorious end. Yes, it's important to begin. Tonight, if you haven't begun the Christian life, you're on the wrong road from the start. It's important to begin, but it is more important to continue on in victorious living. What does it mean to be complete in Him? I have 4 simple points. There's many more that you could add tonight, but 4 simple points. To be complete in Jesus means that I am broken before Him and I am buried with Him. What does that mean? It means that my will is surrendered to His, and I place my trust in His power. Verse 11, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Broken before Him. We could think of the potter and the clay. Isaiah 64 and verse 8 talks about the potter and the clay. Thou art the potter and I am the clay. Brokenness before Him. To be complete in Jesus means that I am broken before Him. In other words, I am placing myself in his hands, and he could just do with me what he wants to do with me. That is where fullness comes, in brokenness and in surrender. Peace and joy. As the potter takes that lump of clay, you know what clay is. Clay is dirty and grimy, and it is just a lump. But as the wheel is spinning and the lump of clay is laying there, and the potter takes his hands and he just moves his fingers, and that pot starts to form, and he puts a rim on it, and he does whatever he needs to do. But that clay is just there and just surrendered to the work of the potter. Brokenness is a characteristic of the Christian. Psalm 51:17, the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit. A broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou wilt not despise. I think of the song, have thine own way, Lord. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waited, yielded and still. We talked about some of this the other nights. I do not want to be redundant. Number two, to be complete in Jesus means that I have been raised to a new life. Verse 12 and 13. Buried with him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with him, not in our own strength, but it is through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins and the uncircumcision of your flesh, has he quickened. He has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses. Tonight the question is, have you been made alive? Have you been forgiven all trespasses? If I step onto a property that is has no trespassing signs up, and I step onto a property where that is forbidden, I have trespassed. I have stepped into an area that is not for me. There are areas, most certainly, in the Christian life that are not for the Christian. They are not where we are to go. But being complete in Jesus means that I have been raised to a new life. It is a paradox. But to be raised to a new life, one must die to self. To be raised into newness, one must die. While we are fully saved upon receiving Jesus into our heart, we're fully saved and safe in him, we continue on in sanctification. As you look back over your life in your Christian walk, can you see progress in your life? Are there areas in your life where you look back and you say, you know what, back there, I was involved in that, or maybe you were reading, or maybe it's your music or your reading material, or how you related to your wife, or how you related to your husband, or but you can you see progress? Can you see, are there areas in your life that you can point to and say, you know what? Yes, I am not there anymore. Not glorying to ourselves, but are there progresses? Can you see a progress of sanctification? Be complete in Jesus. I am raised to a new life. He provides everything for us. It is the sovereign power of God that can change the hardest of sinners' hearts. Colossians 3 and verse 1, if ye then be risen with Christ, Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, for ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Completeness, your life is hid with Christ in God. We are to put off and to put on. You see, we are complete. Jesus provides everything for our salvation. And we are complete in Him. Yes, we are growing in our Christian life. In my life, I need to do better, or I feel like I need to allow the Lord to speak more to me, to purify me more, to make my love stronger. There are so many loves. There are so many things demanding for our love and our attention. And if we're not careful, we start to look at those things and we start to drink from those fountains. Someone who is secure in their relationship with their loved one, in the marriage relationship, someone who is secure in that, they're relating together in God-honoring relationship. Each is working for the other, and they're secure in that. That's a huge deterrent to the evils of the world. No, it doesn't mean that there's no failures, but it is a huge deterrent where the husband loves his wife with all his. He has no interest in any other. And the wife likewise. They're complete. Well, it's a little that way with our relationship with Jesus, where we love Him above everything else. But it's when we start to grow cold in that and we start to look at other areas where sin and turmoil and sadness enters. We are complete in Him. Number three, to be complete in Jesus is to be completely forgiven. To be complete in Jesus is to be completely forgiven. Verse 13 and 14. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. Even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Yes, this is talking about brotherhood relationships here as well, but he's saying, even as Christ forgave you. Completely forgiven. Completely. I was at the wrong verse, I'm sorry. Colossians chapter 2. Having forgiven you, verse 13, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to the cross. That list of things that was against you, that was against me, the whole list of sins that we had committed, completely forgiven means that those sins, the word picture is, that list is nailed to the cross. There they are, nailed to the cross. And we could see a big sign that says, canceled, across it. completely forgiven. Forgiveness sought for the sin of man can be found in none other than Jesus Christ. The hurt, the ache in our heart, the guilt that we feel, the answer and the clearing of that guilt is only found through the shed blood of Jesus. It's only found through confession and acknowledging our sinful state and believing in Jesus. Colossians 1:13, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Being completely forgiven is a wonderful blessing and privilege. The joy that comes over a sinner's face when they have confessed and asked Jesus into their heart, and the joy that comes into their experience, and sometimes that initial experience, sometimes we think it should be maybe more glamorous than what it is. But what a person who is sincere and genuine in their experience and their desire will feel a change and will feel the presence and the joy flood their soul as they ponder of what just happened. Completely forgiven. Number four. Complete in Jesus will be fully realized when we shall be called home to our eternal reward. Complete in Jesus will be fully realized when we shall be called home to our eternal reward. You see, a Christian, a saint in heaven, is a saint today. The line that walks The walk that you're walking today, and if you should be snuffed out like that, or whatever, that line that you're walking will just walk right into heaven. If we want to be in heaven, we must be with Jesus today. Complete in Jesus. But the full realization of completeness and being made whole will be fully realized in eternity. Romans 6:22-23. But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end everlasting life. For the wages or the payment of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Complete in Him begins by finding Him, Jesus Christ, here on earth today. I wanted to turn and read just for you 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13-18 in closing. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, and we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We believe that that will be a reality someday. The question is tonight, how are you living? Are you complete? in Jesus. Being complete in Him. Or tonight, do you know and understand that when you look at the puzzle of your life, there's a piece missing? There's a piece there. It's just not complete. It's not whole. Jesus Christ tonight can make you whole if we ask Him into our heart. Sing an invitation song tonight.